The Central College basketball teams traveled to Waverly on Saturday for a doubleheader against Wartburg. The Dutch women's squad fell 70-58 to the 12th-ranked Knights, while the Central men picked up a 77-63 road victory. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from that men's basketball win over the Knights, heard live on 92.1 KRLS, followed by portions of our postgame conversation with head coach Joe Steinkamp.
Double team comes. Van Gorp has to come back outside. Carson Weedy, right wing, three! Carson Weedy with a big answer for Central, 11-9. Central trails Wartburg now with 15.5 to go in the first half. Euchre off the handoff to Van Gorp, missed the jumper. Van Gorp with the rebound, Carson Weedy with the triple. Central is on top the first time today, 12-11. 14:53 to go in the first half. Grant Euchre drives. He was looking for Caleb Brand, who was not looking for it. Carson Weedy knocking down the three. How about Carson Weedy with his third triple of half number one and in the first 6 minutes, basically, and put Central up 15-11 with 13:45 to go in the first half. Grant Euchre, right wing, three! Grant Euchre buries the triple, and we're tied back up 18-18, 9:45 to go in the first half. Curran looking for a driving lane. Left wing three, Grant Euchre buries the triple from downtown. Does Euchre, and we trade baskets yet again. Central 28, Wartburg 29, 3:45 to go in half number one. Urson Weedy inside for Owen Shipper. Out to Weedy, Weedy three-pointer, boom! Carson Weedy knocks down another triple for the Dutch. His fourth of the game, now 4 of 5. Grant Euchre's pass to Owen Shipper. He buries the triple. Central leads 40-39. 7 seconds to go in the first half. It's Luke Ladwig driving to the basket. Ladwig shot rims off. Anthony Gott down with the rebound. He'll hold it. And Central manages to come back and grab a one-point halftime lead, 40-39. Brand out to Curran. Curran three-pointer. Boom, Brad Curran. He likes shooting in this gym. Knocked down 5 threes a year ago here at Wartburg. There's his first of the day. The Central now leads 45-41, 17:06 to go in the second half. Now Josh Van Gorp at the free throw line. To Weedy. Weedy goes to the basket and lays it in on the right side. 49-43, Central leads 14.5 to play in this American Rivers Conference contest. Caleb Brand to Euchre, to Shipper in the post, to a cutting Brand. He'll kick it out. Carson Weedy wide open three, left wing. Carson Weedy, have yourself a day. Carson Weedy with another triple for the Dutch.
5 for 6 on the day from the three-point line.
Now Grant Euchre drives, kicks left wing three from Hendrickson. Will Hendrickson knocks it down. And a full timeout taken by Wartburg and Central with their biggest lead of the day at 12:57:45. 10:42 to go in half number two. Shipper down low to Van Gorp, who powers through Schramm. Central up 14:69:55. 2:45 to go in half number two. And Wartburg get a call yet another full timeout. Nice feed by Euchre down low to Carson Weedy. Weedy will lay it in and make it 73-59, 1:33 to go in the game. Wartburg appears that they are also done competing for the day. They will throw in the towel. 77-63, Central takes it over Wartburg today.
Continuing our recap of the Central College men's basketball team 77-63 win over Wartburg on Saturday, we now catch up with Dutch head coach Joe Steinkamp.
Coach Steinkamp, overall, it was a hard-fought win today against the Knights, but got the job done, which is the most important part here in American Rivers Conference play.
Yeah, it's always tough on the road, and, Wartburg played really well in the first half. They shot the ball well from three during a stretch and really developed a nice little lead there. And I thought the key stretch of the game was in the first half. We had a couple guys that had some foul trouble. Josh and Caleb were both out with two fouls, and we went on a run and actually took the lead at the end of the half. Just a really big stretch for us to not only, survive the foul trouble, but actually get the lead when it happened. So a gritty win for our group. We challenged them at halftime. We we weren't happy with, you know, giving up 39 points and so many offensive rebounds. But really, really tightened up on defense. And, you know, they scored 24 in the second half. And probably six or eight of them were in the kind of last minute when it was kind of garbage time. So we really went through a stretch where we made it really difficult for them to score.
We talk about this game, and if we talk about individual performances, we can't start anywhere but with the performance of Carson Weedy tonight, not only on the offensive end of the floor, but we were talking about it off the air defensively tonight. That guy was just fantastic in every phase of the game for your team.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. You know, he's guarding, you know, Marshawn Williams, who is either first or second in the league in scoring. And, you know, basically when Marshawn got his break is when we decided to get Carson his break. And then right when Marshawn came back in, we put him back in. And I thought he just made his all his looks, you know, extremely difficult. He took away his pick and pop three, which is a big part of his game. But then he also did a really good job of battling on the low block and just didn't give him very many easy shots. So to have that defensive performance alone, we would have been happy. But then also to put 21, you know, on the other end and timely threes. And we called his number on a couple of drive plays in the second half. We was able to turn the corner and get downhill. He's really starting to gain confidence, and he's really kind of starting to show off his all-around game.
Before I let you go, got a big one on Wednesday, right? And it may not look like that because of the record or the way that opponent is playing at the moment, but overall – it's a rivalry game, right? In your building, you guys kind of took it to them the first time around, so you know that they're going to want to come in, kind of rebound from their loss on Saturday, and then avenge the loss that they had to you guys earlier this year. What's kind of the message to the guys here over the next couple of days to make sure that they don't maybe overlook this rivalry game, knowing that they won by, I believe it was 27 points the last time around?
Well, I think, you know, that game, I think they ended up winning by 21, but I think that game was a lot closer than the final score. It was a kind of a even game with like 10 minutes to play. We got off to a big, big early lead, and then they came roaring back. So, yeah, I think we're a mature enough team that we're not going to overlook anybody. You know, we're just taking it one game at a time. It is a fun rivalry game. But the last few years, every game I feel like has been a close game against Simpson for the most part, especially at our place. A lot of games have come down to the wire. So hopefully we can just keep taking it one possession at a time, not get, you know, caught up in what the record is and just try to play really good basketball where we're playing really hard defense and sharing the ball and playing fast.
Once again, that was our recap of the Central College men's basketball team 77-63 American River's Caffrets road win at Wartburg on today's Lely Radio Sports page.